In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, of course, is talking about when he says that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him, how belief and love are the ways in which we are going to get to heaven. We could be as smart or brilliant intellectually as anybody could ever see. That will not get us to heaven. I mean, think of Lucifer. He's the brightest and most intelligent of all the angels, and yet he is not in heaven. But at the same time, God has given us the gift of intelligence to take what we believe and try and understand it more deeply and more thoroughly. So it encourages us in our belief and in our love that the things that we believe actually make sense. Now, they always defined theology as faith seeking understanding. So it's important, obviously, to have faith. I mean, that's what's so important, is that if you don't have faith, you're not going to heaven. But you need to understand it in order to maintain your faith and to keep it. So when other people come in and say, well, that doesn't make any sense, you have a reason for your belief. And so that's basically the point of theology, is faith seeking understanding. I mention all this today because today's the feast of St. Anselm, and he lived about 1,000 years ago, and he was a bishop from England, but he was also a philosopher, and he was a brilliant philosopher, and they still use him in philosophy classes in regards to his proof for the existence of God. Now, see, the church has always taught you can prove the existence of God. St. Thomas Aquinas, and I think most of us commonsensically would see how we could prove the existence of God through what they call cause and effect. So this thing exists because it had a cause, say a mother and a father. But their mother and father had a mother and father, and they had a mother and father, and they had a mother and father, and they had a mother and father. So everything is caused by something else, but you do have to reach a point where you say, well, there's something out there that doesn't have a cause. Because you can't keep, it makes no sense. That's what makes no sense. Going back all the way without anything having, without being uncaused. And that we call God. That's what St. Thomas Aquinas used to say. Now, St. Anselm, there's a very, very interesting proof of the existence of God. And I'm not quite sure I ever understood it or I ever can explain it again, but it's called the ontological proof for the existence of God. And that means, St. Anselm would say, God is that than which greater than him you cannot conceive. But because you conceive, but because you can conceive of a supreme being, that you can't conceive anything greater than him, therefore he must exist. So this is called the ontological proof of the existence of God. I'm not sure if it convinces you, but it is so good, it is so subtle, that atheist philosophers, even today, at some university, somewhere in this country or in the world, are probably discussing St. Anselm's ontological proof of the existence of God. It's really wonderful. It's very, very elegant. That you'd say to yourself, well, God must exist because we can think of a being like that. And could we think of a being like that if it wasn't possible for that being to exist? Oh, it's just delightful. But anyway, all of that is to say, we need to study about our religion. We need to pray, we need to love, we need to believe, but we also need to study about it and see how it all fits together. So that when someone comes to us and says, well, that doesn't make any sense, and you're able to see and tell him or her how it makes sense, then their next step is to go, maybe. Once you've got them at the maybe then they'll eventually, their hearts will be open to faith, and they'll be able to believe, and maybe we'll be able to get one more soul saved in this earth and on the way to heaven. So let us thank God for the gift of our intelligence and ask that he allow us to use it so that we encourage our faith, encourage our love, and encourage our own, the spreading of the church and spreading of the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.